The beauty of Jesus, the Creator. Creation displays the wonder and beauty of God in a thousand miraculous ways. With each golden sunrise, God renews the shining promises of life within us. In the noonday, He decorates our journey of faith with the magnificent colors of peace and joy. In the evening, each sparkling star splashes silver promise upon the canvases of our souls. How great is our God, the Creator! How marvelous is the art of His hands! Like a gallery of grace, God's eternal truth is gifted to us in vivid hues of hope and assurance. In the brilliance of the universe, we glimpse the glory of God. Yet this glory pales in comparison to the radiant splendor of Jesus. In Him, we see the true colors of divine love and grace. Nothing can compare with the surpassing beauty of knowing Him. Today, as we gather to consider His remarkable life, may our vision be renewed, and as we worship, may we clearly see God's perfect portrait of grace. Hear this word from Scripture. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. the beauty of Jesus, the Savior. Jesus is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He is the rose of Sharon and the fairest of 10,000. No poet's rhyme is sufficient to describe his glory. No painter's brush can adequately express the beauty of the one who loved us and gave himself for us. Though in his earthly appearance he had no beauty that we should desire him, the perfection of his holiness outshines even the brightest and the best of heaven's angels. The beauty of Jesus, the healer. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Jesus was moved by compassion for those in need. In his graceful touch, we see with perfect clarity his service to the body, the mind, and the spirit. Through his ministry and humility, Christ the great physician fulfilled the scripture. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, and by his wounds we are healed. the beauty of Jesus, the King. Jesus' work was a steady procession of promise. As he traveled throughout the land, his teaching and acts of healing endeared him to the people. His miracles of mercy and grace led many to proclaim him the long-awaited Messiah. As his fame continued to grow, so too did the people's hope that he was the rightful heir to David's throne. Wherever he went, large groups of people followed him. As Jesus entered the ancient city of Jerusalem, the crowd surged, and a parade of palms began to move through the city. The people started to shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" The whole gathering of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all of his mighty works they had seen. For just a moment, it seemed as though the entire world was following him.
Thank you.
the beauty of Jesus, the Passover Lamb. After his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, Jesus continued to teach and call the people to faith. As the time approached for the traditional Hebrew commemoration of Passover, he gathered with his disciples in a cloistered upper room. There, he revealed to them the deeper truth of his mission of redemption. In this poignant setting, Christ shared a new covenant with his chosen ones, a sacred bond established in divine love and mercy. As we pause to reflect on the beauty of this scene, let us remember that in the simple elements of bread and wine, God created a portrait of grace. The beauty of Jesus, the man of sorrows. That same evening, Jesus took three of his disciples with him to a walled garden where he often prayed. There, underneath a canopy of olive trees, he confronted the deep shadows that gathered near. He prayed to his Father for relief, but surrendered to the greater purpose that had sent him to earth. Kneeling in the quiet solitude of Gethsemane, Jesus faced his destiny and chose the path of grace. Jesus was delivered to Pilate's court, where he was interrogated, bowing to pressure from the religious leaders of the day, Pilate handed him over to be beaten and crucified. Centurions placed a purple robe on his back and a twisted crown of thorns upon his head. Kneeling before Jesus, they mocked him, calling out, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they led him to a place called Golgotha, where they crucified him along with two common criminals. As the sun arched across the darkened sky, the cross began to cast the shadow of redemption across the land. As Jesus uttered his parting words from the cross, he spoke forgiveness and mercy into eternity. Upon that windswept hill, he reached out with open arms to a world lost in sin and sorrow. With one last gesture of eternal love, Jesus gathered his children close to his heart. The beauty of Jesus, the grace giver. Many years have passed since that terrible day of sorrows. The silhouette of the empty cross has now become a universal portrait of grace for the world. The beauty of this sacred image is beyond compare in the eyes of those who love Jesus. It is the living ark of heaven, the crowning glory of Christ's redeeming work. This is our sacred season of remembrance. This is our time to recall, to reflect, and to repent. As we gaze upon the cross of Christ, let us bring His extraordinary life to our hearts and our minds. May we recommit our lives to His grand design and reflect His beauty in our own lives. May we lean willingly into the potter's hand and submit to it to be fashioned by His will, trusting that He is faithful to finish the work He's already begun in us. Finish us, Lord Jesus. We surrender all to You.
Thank you.